Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, I did.
Drinking Deeply, coming at you this morning from the Dallas-Fort Worth area. On this morning, on this Wednesday morning, we are gathering to pray for the daughters of Nigeria. I imagine that you are familiar with their story, but let me just reiterate. their story is just unimaginable. Last year, in 2014, a horrific incident happened in Nigeria. Young women who were doing what they are supposed to be doing at school, they were in their dorms asleep, and they were abducted. A group of approximately 300 promising, smart, dedicated young women doing exactly what they were supposed to be doing were taken, abducted, raped, treated, perhaps in ways that we cannot even think of. As I have followed this story, we find that, yes, there are several young women who were able to escape. Some of them have come to the United States and continued their education here. And we're grateful for their progress, for their presence. We are grateful for everyone who set aside funds and made that opportunity possible for them. So as we pray on this morning, we will have the young women who escaped on our minds, but also the young women who are still there. For those who are still there, those who have escaped, their lives, we're told, are difficult indeed. Even when they have escaped, they have been rejected by their families because of the time that they spent in the presence of the Boko Haram. Also, there are most of the young women, as far as we know, are still in captivity, have totally lost their freedom, and we pray for them. I want to let you know that we have a call to prayer. My clergy sisters, Reverend Valda Combs, Reverend Dr. Irie Session, and Reverend Cal Gibson, we have joined hands and are calling all of us to pray for these young women and their situation. I want to let you know that we will have a call to prayer on Saturday, October the 10th, 2015, 8:30 a.m. till noon. Reverend Dr. Irie Session, the writer of Murdered Souls, Resurrected Lives, will be our guest for the morning. Reverend Session will talk with us about sex trafficking. This incident came to my attention because it is so similar to the end of the book of Judges, chapters 19 through 21. These chapters tell the horrific story of the all-night abuse and rape of one woman that became a civil war that involved the rape and abduction of 600 women. It is a horrific story. And as soon as I heard the news last year about the daughters of Nigeria, my mind immediately went to this passage of scripture. Unbelievable. The horror is unbelievable. Updates from the news let us know that by now many of these young women are pregnant or perhaps have given birth. Many of them now suffer with HIV/AIDS. The news is just horrible. It breaks our hearts and it touches our spirits. But we are here to pray without ceasing. We are admonished in 1 Thessalonians 5:17 to pray without ceasing. For that reason, we have not forgotten these young women and their plight, and we continue to pray for them. If you do not already have these young women and their situation on your prayer list, I encourage you to pray for them on a regular basis. Include them as a regular part of your prayer life. Also, as you are praying, we invite you to pray and seek God as we prepare for the call to prayer that I've already mentioned on October the 10th, 2015, which will be held at St. Andrew's United Methodist Church in Fort Worth, Texas. You can find us on Facebook under We Have Not Forgotten, and you will be able to find additional information there. You will see that we have an event page there, and you will be able to keep up with the happenings as we approach this event and even following the event. We are so grateful to you for joining with us, joining in hearts, joining in mind, joining in spirit to pray for these young women and their situation, whether they have escaped and begun new lives, whether they have escaped and returned home and tried to begin a new life there, whether they are still in captivity. These young women, we encourage you to add them to your prayer list and pray for them without ceasing. In addition to that, if you are interested, there are places where you can go on the internet with a listing of the names of the young women so that not only will you be able to pray for them collectively, but also individually. And you can check on Facebook, We Have Not Forgotten, and we will post the names there so that you can pray for them individually if you would like. We are so grateful for the clergy sisters who have supported us and joined us. Grateful to Reverend Gibson for the generosity of St. Andrew's United Methodist Church, Fort Worth, for hosting our call to prayer. Grateful to Reverend Dr. Irie Lynn Session for being our speaker for the morning. Grateful to Reverend Valda Combs, who will be our prayer facilitator for the morning. Also, we are grateful for Phyllis Mack, who will be our musician for the morning. And if you know Phyllis Mack, if you know her music, if you have been blessed to be in a worship service when she was at the piano, you know that she can take us into the presence of God. And so, yes, on this morning, we have gathered on this broadcast to pray for the daughters of Nigeria. Just want you to know that this is a part of my ministry with Living Water, Drinking Deeply, but also part of my ministry as an elder in the United Methodist Church. We are so grateful to you for sharing with us and joining hands and hearts and minds with us as we continue to pray and keep these young women and their situation in our hearts. As we prepare to pray, I want you to know that not only are we keeping them in mind, but we also remember that women and girls all over the world, and yes, men and boys as well, but we certainly know that with patriarchal societies, it is the women, it is the girls who bear the brunt of the mistreatment, who bear the brunt of the violence. And so we come with them foremost in our minds, but we never forget that men and boys are victims as well. We know that this is related to domestic violence. We note that this is available, that this is connected. Let me repeat that this goes far and wide. It includes not only abuse and domestic violence, it includes sex trafficking, it includes abuse and mistreatment of the children who might be in a home or be on the receiving end of the violence that way. And we are reminded also that violence is not always physical. Violence can be mental, it can be emotional, it can be spiritual, it can be financial. The violence can take many forms in any area of life. And so we keep all of those situations in our minds, even as we highlight the daughters of Nigeria and their particular situation. We just want to enter now into a time of prayer to let God know that we are keeping these young women in our hearts, that they stay on our minds and in our spirits, not only them and their situation, but people all over the world, women and girls all over the world, men and boys all over the world who experience any kind of mistreatment and violence. God, on this morning, we come to you weeping, mourning, lamenting with sadness and sorrow in our hearts as we think of the women, the girls, the young women, the daughters of Nigeria, as well as women and girls all over the world, as well as men and boys who experience various forms of mistreatment and violence in their lives. Oh God, it's almost too much to think about the horrors, to think of how people are mistreated, whether it comes from an individual or personal, an individual kind of situation in one's personal life, in one's home perhaps, whether it is a communal situation such as that faced by the daughters of Nigeria. And yes, we know that there are many women who find themselves in similar situations all over this world, abducted, mistreated in so many different ways. And so, oh God, we come this morning remembering each and every one of them, remembering men and boys also who find themselves in such horrible situations. We pray, oh God, for the victims, for the people who experience these tragedies in their lives. We pray also, God, on this morning for the persons who perpetrate this kind of violence and mistreatment in the lives of others. We pray, oh God, that you will touch their hearts and bring an end to violence in any shape, form, or fashion in our world. And yes, we begin with the daughters of Nigeria, but we bring people and their situations all over the world to you as we continue in prayer. God, we pray for healing. We pray for wholeness. We pray, oh God, that the young women will be able to hold their heads up. We ask, oh God, that you remind them that they are your beloved daughters, no matter what has gone on in their lives. Remind them, oh God, that they are children of God, that they are beloved by you, that you walk with them even in the midst of the difficulties that they face. Let them know, oh God, that they can lean on you in the midst of the difficulty. Let them know, oh God, that you have not forgotten them. Let them know, oh God, that not only have you not forgotten them, but there are many people around the world who also have not forgotten them, including those of us in the Dallas-Fort Worth area who come together to pray for them and their situation. Yes, oh God, not only for those of us in our particular area, but we know that people in other areas are beginning to connect with us. And so we pray, oh God, come collectively, pray in a collective prayer, pray in a communal prayer, asking, oh God, for you to release the daughters of Nigeria, that you give them their freedom, that you, oh God, arrange for the healing and wholeness for all of the resources that they will need to come back to a place of healing and wholeness in their lives. Help them, oh God, to hold on to their integrity, even in the midst of a difficult situation, much like we're told that Job did. In the midst of all of his difficulties, he held on to his integrity. He knew that he was a son of God. And we ask, oh God, that you help these young women maintain their integrity, maintain their dignity, maintain their sense of worth, even in the midst of being so badly mistreated. God, we come with them on our hearts, come with them on our minds, asking you to move, move, oh God, in the nation of Nigeria. Move, oh God, with the president. Move, oh God, with the persons who can rescue them from their situation. We pray for them, oh God, wherever they are, whether they are still together as a group or whether they have been scattered. In the same way, oh God, that you brought Israel back after a period of exile, in the same way, oh God, that you brought Israel back in 1948 after thousands of years, oh God, we ask, oh God, that you work in the same way in the lives of these young women. Bring them back, oh God, from wherever they might be scattered. And we pray, oh God, for the continued blessing in the lives of those who have escaped. We pray, oh God, that you will give each and every one of them, wherever they are, having escaped or having still been in the situation, give them a sense of self, give them a sense to hold on to their dignity, to hold on to their love, their faith in you. Help them, oh God, to understand that you have not abandon them, that you walk with them in the midst of their struggles, in the midst of their dignity, help them hold their dignity in the midst of the difficult situation. We pray, O God, for each one. We pray, O God, for all of them as a group. We pray, O God, for people everywhere who find themselves in these situations. We pray, O God, for a move of your Spirit. We pray, O God, for a move of your healing touch. We pray, O God, for your healing touch, for physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, financial wounds that they experience in any shape, form, and fashion, not only for them, but also, Lord, for people everywhere. We know that you hear us. We know that you love us more than we could ever imagine. We know that you want good things for us more than we want them for ourselves. We know that you love us so much, it will take you an entire eternity to give us all of your love. We pray, O God, that you remind the daughters of Nigeria of all of these things, of your love, that they can lean on your everlasting arms, and that you have your eyes on them just the same as you did with Hagar and with so many others. We pray, O God, for the healing and the restoration. We pray, O God, that the stories of restoration and healing will be stories that attest to your faithfulness, to your grace, to your love in the world. Thank you, God, for hearing our prayer. Thank you, God, for answering our prayer. It's in Jesus' name we send out this prayer to you. It's in Jesus' name we look forward to your answer. It's in Jesus' name we seek healing and wholeness for each and every one, the daughters of Nigeria and beyond. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Okay, I did.
It's about it.